The financial fallout from Turkey's latest political crisis was the catalyst that resulted in Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan launching his attacks against the media. Turkish markets were weakened by days of tension between the government and the secularist military for their role in the alleged military plot against the Islamic-rooted administration. The market at one point fell 6.5% as shareholders moved their investments to what they perceived as safer economic waters. Addressing his party, the Prime Minister pinned the blame on the media for fanning the flames of financial fears.
Bu ülkede ekonomiyi alt üst etmeye kimsenin hakkı yok. Buna biz de müsaade edemeyiz.
Nobody has the right to increase tension in this country, he says. I cannot let such newspaper articles upset financial balances. No one has the right to turn the country's economy on its head. We won't allow it. Please, everyone should be aware of their limits, he said. Don't say tomorrow you haven't been warned. Threats by the Prime Minister aren't taken lightly by the media. The country's largest media organisation, Duan Media Group, is facing a multi-billion-dollar fine and bankruptcy for non-payment of taxes. The fine came after the group's newspapers published corruption allegations against the government in connection with the defrauding of a German-based charity. Newspaper editor Mehmet Ali Berand.
It is a pattern, it is a pressure, it is a strong pressure on us. Therefore I fear the situations.
Such concerns are shared by the European Union. The Prime Minister's latest outburst has led many EU diplomats in Ankara to voice fears about the increasingly aggressive stance towards the media. The EU, in its latest progress report on Turkey's accession progress, expressed reservations over the state of press freedom in the country. Richard Howard is a member of the European Parliament's Committee on Turkey.
I still really worry about freedom of expression, and part of Turkey conforming to European values is to relax and to become much more confident in allowing dissident and opposing political views, however offensive they may be. It is part of being a modern European democratic pluralist country, and that's a lesson that I still think we've got a long way to go in Turkey itself.
Parallels are being drawn between the current controversy and the leadership of the former Turkish Prime Minister Adnan Menderes. Elected in 1950, Menderes was ousted from power in a 1960 coup by the Turkish military and later hanged. Professor of Media Studies at Bilgi University, Haluk Şahin, says history might be repeating itself.
We have gone through a similar stage in the past, like in the 1950s. When Adnan Menderes was emerging as a strong man, we might even say, he engaged in similar policies to silence the press. Of course, this was very bad for Turkish democracy and created a great deal of tension in the country.
The strong criticism of the Prime Minister from much of the media, including some newspapers that are generally supportive of the government, seem to have pressured Mr. Erdogan to backtrack. Addressing his parliamentary deputies on Tuesday, he said he had been misunderstood and that he would never threaten the country's media. Besides his problems with the military, the government is also locked in a battle with the judiciary as it gets ready later this month to introduce judicial reforms. Political columnist Nuray Mert says the country is heading in a dangerous direction.
Totally against any kind of criticism. They are employing all sorts of pressures on media, direct or indirect pressures on media, and in this total picture I can't see any hope for better, you know, or more advanced democracy at the end of this struggle, but rather there are prospects of replacement of one kind of authoritarian political culture and system and network to another.
The government refutes such accusations, saying it's committed to democratizing Turkey as part of its bid to join the EU. It claims its latest reforms to the judiciary are in line with EU membership requirements. But observers say, despite such claims, the Prime Minister's latest outburst against the media is highlighting how its lingering domestic divisions will reflect on the future relationship with Europe. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul, Turkey.